Try to get in a couple other questions here real quick. We have a couple more minutes left. This one just called in. What mechanisms will you use to give the state teeth in reducing king salmon and halibut bycatch in the Bering Sea trawl fisheries in an effort to increase harvest in Southeast? I don't know if this is one we can address really quickly, but what can you do to give the state teeth to reduce bycatch of king salmon and halibut to increase the harvest in Southeast? I think it's Jonathan's turn to start out on a question.
This is just, you know, sometimes I feel government can do its best by just preventing really, really dumb things from happening. And, you know, the problem with trawl bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska is hugely concerning. I mean, you've got more bycatch of halibut in the Central Gulf, about 5 million pounds, than you have the combined fisheries in Area 2C, Southeast Alaska, from sport, subsistence, and commercial combined. You know, I think it's about 4.8 million pounds. So there's more halibut being wasted as trawl bycatch in the Gulf than there's being caught in all fisheries in Southeast Alaska combined. And so that is just an astounding fact, and it absolutely demands change. The problem is it's a federal fishery, the Gulf Trawl Fishery, so it goes through the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. And actually, so our office drafted a letter that was signed by the entirety of the Bush Caucus and also initiated a resolution that was passed by the Alaska legislature basically saying, North Pacific Council, this is how Alaska feels. Please take action. You know, ultimately, it's in the governor's court because he sort of controls the six Alaska votes on the North Pacific Council. And, you know, I hope we have a governor that takes action on this and represents Alaska's interests on Gulf trawl bycatch. But, you know, the legislature can basically say, here's where we stand and take action. And that's exactly what our office did. And, you know, we're fortunate to benefit from the support of United Fishermen of Alaska, my campaign in this election. And I think you've got to take a proactive role on issues like trawl bycatch and the federal regulation that's suffocating and strangling the small boat fishery in Alaska. But the Gulf trawl bycatch issue, I mean, I just think, you know, that it's kind of a right and wrong issue. And the only way to go forward is to reduce trawl bycatch because it's just gross and wanton waste of a resource that's hugely valuable.
And Stephen, how about you? We're running out of time here, but
I'll make it quick. And I think it's incredibly important that we make sure that we have the most appropriate funding that we possibly can for the fish and game in this state to make sure that we are moving forward in the right direction. I think they should be included in the conversation and make sure that they understand not just the North Pacific Council, but it is also a federal issue. So, yes, there are problems that are happening up there, but understanding the industry and being involved as a commercial fisherman as long as I have, and seeing these things coming to fruition. And other things is like putting different observers on board. There's a lot of legislation that just isn't always good. So I think the fishing game absolutely needs to be funded as best we possibly can so they can do the science and the research that we pay them to do. And then we get to the federal government and try to get our leaders back there to move forward as well. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, that is one endorsement that I am very proud to have. And, you know, I've been in these industries. When you're voting for me, you're voting for a person that has worked in most of these issues.